2. Armour of the sort she needed wasn't easy to find. Glancing at the clock in the Duchess's morning room, Minerva told herself she'd simply have to manage. It was just over an hour since she'd left Royce. She couldn't hide forever. Sighing, she stood, smoothing down her dull black skirts. She'd be wearing her morning gowns for the next 3 months. Luckily, the colour suited her well enough. A small piece of reassurance to cling to. Picking up the document she'd prepared, she headed for the door. Royce should be in the study and settled by now. She stepped into the corridor, hoping she'd given him enough time. Courtesy of her infatuation and consequent close observation of him whenever they'd been in the same place, which covered all the time he'd spent at Wolverstone or in the London house from the age of 14 when she'd joined the household as a 6-year-old, and on setting eyes on him had been instantly smitten, to when he'd reached 22. She knew him much better than he could possibly guess. And she'd known his father even better. The matters they had to discuss, the decisions Royce had to make that day and over those following, would not be easy, not without emotional cost. She'd been in London with his mother at the time of the confrontation in White's. They'd heard enough reports to have a fairly clear idea of what had, beneath the words, really happened. Given Royce's puzzlement on hearing when his father had moved out of the ducal apartments, she wasn't at all sure he, Royce, had as clear a vision of that long-ago debacle as she. Aside from all else, he would have been in a shocking temper, nay, fury, at the time. While his intellect was formidable and his powers of observation normally disconcertingly acute, when in the grip of a varicose rage, she suspected his higher faculties didn't work all that well.